begins again.
And welcome to the show. How you hooligans doing, man? It's another day of biker news. We're starting off another week. How is that, man? Mondays? Ugh. Anyway, we got a bunch of new designs. I think we got like 27 now over at the Insane Throttle Support Store. Don't forget to go over there and get your hooligan wear, man. It's some cool stuff. I love the new designs that they have. Also, I just did an article over on hooliganbiker.com, which talks about people don't want to prospect anymore, but they want to start their own club, so make sure you check that out. We have three stories for you today. One of them is quite wow. It's talking about somebody, you know, brought a tongue in to collect money or something like that. Only in the biker world, let me tell you. And then we got a prime minister that was actually scared because he deported one of these bikers. And finally, we're going to be talking about the F-150 that Harley Davidson, you know how that one is. They co-make it and stuff, or they just slap their name on it to add $20,000 to the price. And again, I'm a Chevy guy, so yeah, whatever. So let's take a look at this articles we got for today. Okay, first up, out of the Daily Mail, UK. Now, you know, you should be glad that I'm doing this, because you see all these ads on this thing. You're supposed to be a newspaper. Come on. Anyway, outlaw bikey standover, which means, probably a standoff here in the States, is jailed after using a fake human tongue to terrify a restaurant owner in a dispute over an outstanding debt. Well, I gotta say, at least in the U.S., you know, one of our idiots would probably have used a real tongue. It would have gave more bite to it, if you get what I mean. Anyway, outlaw bikey was jailed. Christopher Sautar also threatened another owner with a pig's head. This guy, you know what? He's a lunatic. Oh my God, man. You gotta give it to him for having some kind of, oh my God, creativity. Now he's trying to collect a debt. I think he's been watching The Godfather too much. It just could be me, but that could be what he's trying to get at. Anyway, an outlaw bikey standover, again, standoff here in the States for you guys, and bikey means biker, has been jailed after using a fake human tongue to intimidate a restaurant owner in a dispute over debt. Black Ulan's enforcer, Christopher Spider Sotar. I wonder where he got the nickname Spider. Does he like Black Widows or something? I don't know. 37. Told an associate to show the part owner of Melbourne restaurant chain Bobo Diner, Bobo, Liam McDonald, quote, what we do to... Yeah, it's supposed to be C-U-N-T-S who mess around, a court has heard. The associate then presented a Ziploc bag seemingly containing blood and flesh, which Sotar pretended was a tongue. And, you know, there you go with their patches and stuff. I'm sure that they've been there for a while, but you guys from Oz can let us know. Mr. McDonald gave $17,400 to the two standover men over the course of two meetings in October last year, including one in Werribee in Melbourne Southwest. I wonder how good they are pulling in money. Like that, man, $17,400, that's a big tax. And you wonder why they got the cops involved. In a separate, unless he has a gambling debt. In a separate incident in the same month, Sotar threatened another of the restaurant co-owners by leaving a severed pig head at their home. Yeah, this guy's a freak, man. Was it a real one or was it a fake one? Because they used a fake tongue before. Let us know. I don't know. Inside the pig's mouth were pictures of the family of the other business partner, Rocco Berenzo. You know what? That is a weak move, man. You know, there's always been rules on the streets. You never mess with somebody's family, because that's the weakest thing that you can do. You know what? You deserve to get smacked. The court heard an earlier interaction, saw Soltar leave a message in Mr. Vincenzo's letterbox, which read, "Nice house," the Herald Sun reported. Soltar also sent a text to his wife telling her, "You never know what happens when you pick up your kids from school." Well, one of you guys kicked this guy in the head. You know, this is what makes bikers, especially outlaw bikers, look bad. If you're doing something on the street, you never go after the family. You know, what the hell are you guys doing over there across the pond? Let's see here. Had locked in a row over money with their third co-owner, Von Thompson, the court heard. The trio's two branches of the diner chain had come into financial hardship in December 2017. Okay, well, it looks like they borrowed money, but you still don't go after a family. The county court heard in a phone call exchange between these guys. The former asked about Spider. The latter is alleged to have responded, "What else did you expect me to do?" Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's two counts of blackmail, and he was sentenced to 2 years, 9 months behind bars. Ruled he would be eligible for parole in 18 months. Yeah, a guy threatens a freaking family. You know, real good there, guys. Anyway, let's move on. We got more from there. A prime minister, Scott Morrison, he is out of Australia. Again, this one out of Australia. A lot of stuff going on over there. His daughters were endangered as he ramped up security at his home after banning a notorious bikey boss from Australia. Well, I guess he, now this guy's pretty big over there, Alex Villas. He's the national, I believe, with the Rebels Motorcycle Club. They're like the biggest one in Australia, been around for the longest freaking time. The story goes on to say Scott Morrison has revealed how he was forced to increase security at his home to protect his wife and children after booting the bikey boss out of the country. That's pretty sad, man, when you got the prime minister of a big country scared about what's going on. He was the immigration minister in 2014 when he canceled Rebels boss's visas. You see, now that is, you know, this is 2019, you know, what the hell? He did it in 2014, but it just comes out. What is he, you know, what is this, a sit-down interview? We don't know. He revealed how he boosted security at his home to protect his wife, Jenny, 51, and daughters, Abby, 11, and Lily, 9. Again, if you got to go after somebody's family, just weak, man. When I was immigration, and this is a quote from a minister, "We had sadly had to have full-time security there for quite a long time. There was amendment and changes made to the house at the time. That was when we kicked out Vila, the head of the bikey gang, and for some time we had even the kids on that occasion. Now, thankfully, nothing came of that, but when you are dealing with outlaw motorcycle gang bosses, you do not take chances." And here, if you're on the YouTube channel or watching this on any of our other platforms, there's a picture of Vila. He was born in Malta in 1953, immigrated to Australia at age 14 and 67, but never became an Australian citizen. He became president of the Rebels Motorcycle Club since 1973, so he's got a long tenure. What is it, 46 years? But it is unclear whether he still holds that position. He has a wife, two sons, two stepsons, and 9 grandkids. He remains stranded in Malta. Quote, "I stand by my decision to cancel his visa and stand by the decision not to renew that decision." Well, you know, maybe he should have became a freaking citizen, man. Something like this wouldn't have happened, though. But when he's just on a visa and stuff, you know, they can do what they want to do. You know, Australia, too, they got some good immigration laws. I know our president wants to do it, you know, merit-based type of immigration deal where they actually do good for the country. I don't know what this guy did for a living. Well, I have it in the back of my mind, but I'm not going to say it here because I got no proof of it. But anyway, yeah, he should have went for freaking a citizenship right away. But Let's talk about the Ford F-150. Okay, everybody knows that I'm pretty much of a gearhead in automotive and stuff, and I'm actually thinking about doing a lot more segments and videos on automobiles because I know a lot of us love that stuff within the biker community, but I'm a Chevy guy. What the hell's going on, man? Who is going to spend all this money on a truck that's an F-150, hardly holds its value, by the way, and just because it's branded with Harley? Come on, man. What's going on with you guys? Anyway, this is from Jeffrey Ross, his article. If you were on the fence about buying the new Harley branded F-150, this should definitely sweeten the deal. See, they got to sweeten the deal for somebody to buy these things. Ford hasn't officially produced a Harley Davidson F-150 since 2011, but earlier this year, Konski Motorcycle Company or Motor Company announced it will build a Harley Davidson Special Edition to be sold through authorized dealers, which means, yeah, means not a lot of the dealers want this. With these trucks currently on sale, Toscani has sweetened the deal by offering free superchargers for buyers through December 31st. Man, they're throwing in superchargers now just to get people to buy this thing. The limited run of 2019 Harley-Davidson Ford F-150 trucks comes standard with the 5.0-liter 5.8, and this supercharges bumps up the factory out from 395 horse to 700. Right, well, there's a jump. As in the case with any deals like this, there are conditions that apply. For a starter, the free superchargers are only available on trucks purchased between November 13th and the 31st of December, and the trucks must be purchased from an authorized Ford dealer's current inventory at full MSRP. That means, oh, you ain't getting nowhere. Wait till you hear the price on this truck. Just wait. It starts at $97,000 for trucks painted in the aggregate black and special odor lead foot gray, and $97,000 for trucks in platinum white. There's a dark trim package, and buyers can also opt for the F-150's twin-turbo 3.5-liter V6. Are you freaking crazy? You're going to go buy a truck for $97,000? You're an idiot if you do this. I don't care if you even have the money. You're morons. A Ford F-150, this thing ain't going to be worth nothing in about 10 freaking years. Are you kidding me? $97,000 because Harley puts their name on it? You're nuts. You're absolutely nuts. You know, they talk about the BDS suspension. What else? They got 35-inch tires on there, or the Fat Boy inspired 22-inch wheels. Jesus, man. Okay, look at this thing. Are you going to pay $97,000 for this? Unfreaking believable. Is it just me, or people got that much money on their hands that they'd actually go and spend that kind of money? Can you believe after financing what this thing would cost? Jesus, you know, that's just like throwing money into a fire. It's a Ford F-150, people. It's nothing special. Other than Harley Davidson decided to throw their name back on the F-150 for the special editions. You know, maybe it'll work out as a construction truck or has to have some use for it to, you know, justify a price tag like that. Unreal. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section, because that just blew my mind with that type. You'd buy a damn semi for that almost. Okay, you'd buy a nice used Freightliner, a Peterbilt, or something that's actually going to make your money so you get your money back. You're not going to get your money back on this on resale, man. As soon as you pull it out of the freaking dealership, you're going to probably lose $5,000 to $10,000 on this damn thing. Man, no wonder they're only doing it within, you know, certain dealerships. Also, man, you know what? You know, I should do a video on that because that kind of has me bugged about people actually threatening people's families. These families didn't ask for this kind of stuff. Go after the person who did, man. Don't be some idiot that, you know, you want to throw your schlong on the table and see how big it is, or you want to play a character from The Godfather. Insane, man. Where is freaking pride gone, man, in the streets? It's actually sickening, man. You want to be considered a gangster? That ain't a gangster, man. At least real gangsters have some morals. Give me a break. But anyway, don't forget to go over at hooliganbiker.com, harleyliberty.com for your daily biker news. Get on over that. Go over there and join our Facebook group, man. That thing is popping. So with that, I'll talk to you guys on next segment.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.